Blog Talk Radio.
Blacktopia.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that song. Blacktopia, women of the world, we must unite. Blacktopia, we are going to win this fight. I love it. Today, you are joining me, and we are discussing being Black in America, as we do every Thursday. And all of you guys that are tuning in, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thanks for being a loyal fan and tuning in either to this podcast or to my Facebook Live. So let's get started with today's show, Black in America. Ooh, okay. So announcements for today. So I would love to introduce and announce Blacktopia's first girls trip. Yes, ladies, we are having our first girls trip. And I know you guys are wondering where this girl trip is going to be. We are traveling to Sacramento, California, to a place called the Yoni Shop. Yes. And at this Yoni Shop, we get our Yoni cleansed. And I did a little research because I hear a lot of people doing this. And you know how women or just people in general, we like to go with the trend and see what's going on and everything. And I am so for being healthy and natural. So when I did a little research on Yoni, I would like to give you guys the description of Yoni. That is the womb and the female organ. That's what the Yoni is. And some of the benefits of Yoni steaming that has been founded by women throughout history are it significantly reduces pain, bloating, exhaustion, and it's associated with menstruation. It decreases your menstrual flow as well as reduce dark purple or brown blood at the onset or the end of the menses. It regulates irregular or absent menstrual cycles. It increases fertility, especially when combined with AtMat. Speed healing and tone that reproductive systems after birth. It reduces uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, uterine weakness, uterine prolapse, and endometriosis. It assists with the repair of a vaginal tear and C-section scars. It assists with the healing of hemorrhoids. It relieves chronic vaginal yeast infections, and it works to maintain healthy odor. It eases the symptoms of menopause, including dryness or pain during intercourse. It also detoxifies the womb and removes toxins from the body.
And last but not least, it released stored emotions and tap into the energy that is our creative potential. So, yes, ladies, we are going Yoni Steam. And I just had to read that to you guys. So I'm so excited. I just want to thank the ladies that did sign up to join me on this wonderful excursion. And when I come back on Tuesday, when you guys join me for Let's Keep It Real, I will let you guys know how that was. Oh, I was just so excited to give you that. I also want to give you guys a little bit of news. I don't know if you guys know about this, but it was a gentleman by the name of Eugene Bullard. He had became known as the first Black American pilot to fly in combat. Well, I just want to let you guys know that I am so stoked to let you guys know that he has now a statue in his honor that was unveiled Wednesday at the Museum of Aviation in Warner Robins, Georgia. So I just want to just make sure I put that out there because that's a major accomplishment that they are recognizing us for the things that we have done to contribute to this country. So that's wonderful. That's amazing. Moving on. Sorry about that, you guys. But moving on, we are going to talk about AB 329, Pupil Instruction Sexual Health Education. That is what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is we must participate in voting in our local and our state elections. Those are the most important elections of them all. Yeah, I know we think federal, president, and all of those different things. But the things that affect us immediately, that would be local and state. So this right here, AB 329, this is a California bill, California legislation. And I just want the parents out there, if you guys are listening, to really like take in depth what we're going to discuss. I just want to read you a little bit about this. So, AB 329, for the purposes, it shall provide pupils the knowledge and skills necessary to protect their sexual and reproductive health from HIV and other sexually transmitted infections, and from unintended pregnancies. It's to provide pupils with the knowledge and skills they need to develop healthy attitudes concerning adolescent growth and development, body image, gender, sexual orientation, relationships, marriage, and family. It is to promote understanding of sexuality as a normal part of human development. It also wants to ensure that pupils receive integrated, comprehensive, accurate, and pay attention, you guys. I want you guys to hear this. Unbiased sexual health and HIV prevention instruction, and provide educators with clear tools and guidance to accomplish that end. It should also provide pupils with the knowledge and skills necessary to have a healthy, positive, and safe relationship and behavior. Think about it. All of you guys can look this up. Assembly Bill 329 for California, Pupil Instruction, Sexual Health Education. So before I get deep into that bill, I want to talk about voting because this pertains to me as well. How can we expect for change if we don't participate? That's one of the main things we need to talk about. How can we expect change if we don't participate? Local. Let's talk about local. Are you a parent? Are you a grandparent? Are you an uncle? Are you an aunt? Are you a cousin? Are you a sister? Are you a brother? Then local applies to you. Okay? I want you guys to understand that. If you are any of those things that I named, local applies to you.
Do you guys know what's going on in your school districts? Do you guys know what's going on with the funding for your particular neighborhoods? Do you guys know about the availability of property in your neighborhoods, the declines, the rises of property value in your neighborhoods? Do you know that your tax dollars are provided to take care of your neighborhoods, so therefore you are entitled a voice? Yeah, this is real interesting, isn't it? So I want you guys to listen to this. I have a nice little clip that I'm going to go into in a few minutes. And when I go into this clip, I just want you to get your minds right, because this right here is going to take you back. If you're a mother, if you're a father, if you're a grandparent, if you're an uncle, auntie, niece, cousin, nephew, whatever the case may be, this applies to you. So before I hit you guys with the heavy, which is AB 329 and the clip that I'm going to play for you guys, and before I do that, I want to just go ahead and lighten up the mode, you guys. You know, I always want to play something nice and uplifting to kind of get us going, and I really don't want to put this, I really don't want to put this clip on without easing your mind. Okay, you guys, so here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you guys right now. I'm going to go back into time, and I'm going to play the time. Get it up. All right, you guys. I'm not going to, you know what? No, forget that. I was going to allow you guys to get your minds right, but I don't want to lose the listeners that I have because I'm playing a song. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and play this clip so you guys all can hear this, okay? Because this is very, very important. And if you are on my Facebook Live, I am going to post the link to this clip so that you guys can watch it as well. So here we go. Here's this clip. Get your minds together, you guys, because it's going to take you aback right now. It's going to take you back. Let me see what I have here. So, let me just pull it up. Because this is very interesting. When I downloaded it, I just wanted to give you guys a glimpse of what I hear, you know, what I've heard and where I'm going with this, because it's very important. All right, so let me see if I have this clip on here for you guys. Ooh, okay. Give me just a second. So let me play that song for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and play As I Am. I'm sorry about that, you guys, and I'll be right back.
It's like the morning time. Don't want to wake up, I just want to stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that. Yes, I am. You know I'm the best. know, like my favorite Lauren song. And I need you really bad. Don't take me for granted, you'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be your last. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
Oh, yes, that is my song, As I Am. Okay, I guess I did need that to take that break and really get my thoughts together. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in with me. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play that clip. This clip came from a YouTube video that I found, and it gave reference to AB 329. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys. If you guys are still tuned in, here we go right now, and really listen.
They just wrapped up a rally about SB 329 here in the state of California in Sacramento, where they're pushing the transgender, the whole homosexual agenda onto children and not allowing parents to opt out what the children are being taught. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Greg Burt. I work for the California Family Council here at the Capitol. And so, yeah.
Okay, so tell us about SB 329.
It's the California Healthy Youth Act. It was passed a couple years ago. It was mandated comprehensive sex education to 7th and 9th grades. That's what's required in all schools, including charter schools now, not just your average public school. And then you can also teach in elementary school, but that's up to the district. And this, besides, you know, we've had sex ed in classes for decades, but this particular curriculum has to be LGBT inclusive. So they have to treat sexual relationships between opposite sex couples the same way they treat same sex couples. So all the sexual information you had about between boys and girls, now you got to include the same type of sex information from same sex individuals. So you can imagine all the new stuff that kids are going to be learning, they never...
Is that not going to be a bit confusing to some of the children that are really young, say 6, 7, 8, 9 years old?
Well, especially when you're starting to teach this in elementary school. You know, I'm getting calls from parents around the state There's a particular school district in the Bay Area where they introduced this stuff, teaching graphic sexual content to fourth graders.
Wow.
And parents said this just is not age appropriate. It's not just not. It wasn't the old you know, puberty talk we used to have. They're actually teaching kids about sex itself. You know, anal sex, the whole gamut.
Wow. All right, what's the sign we have here?
Just don't let the state destroy your parental rights, and that's one of the reasons I'm out here and got involved, because I'm a single father. I advocate for education, and the laws that's going on with various different things, that the parents don't seem to have a voice in it, and when the parents speak up, they're not listened to, or they're shut out of various school board meetings. So that's how I got involved. I educate parents, the ones that don't know how to have a voice.
What are the I guess the consequences or penalties, if there are any, for a parent that says that they want their children to opt out of this part of the sex education that they're trying to push onto the children here in the state of California?
Sure. The new law specifically designates what sex education is and what it's not. So if you're just talking about gender or transgender information or gender fluidity or having there being multiple genders out there, or the fact that, you know, the new philosophy is that, you know, gender is not based on biology, it's based on how you personally identify, and there's an untold number of genders you could be. Now, that is not sex education according to law. Neither is any talk about sexual orientation. Identifying as a homosexual or a lesbian, that is not sex ed either. Only when you mention actual sex organs, that's sex ed now. And there's still an opt-out, but it's only for sex ed, not for any gender curriculum or any sexual orientation curriculum. So
okay,
that's the way they can go right down to the first grade.
Wow. So if parents say that I don't want you to teach them anything that's related to same sex, if regardless if it's sex education or not, are the parents allowed to say that they don't want their children to be taught that in the schools?
That's right. If it's sexual orientation, there's no opt-out for that. But when you introduce, like, Harvey Milk into third grade and say, Harvey Milk, you know, the first gay elected official was honest about who he loved. When they talk about, you know, his particular sexual desires, because that's what sexual orientation is, what your sexual desires. That's not sex ed yet, because you're not talking about the parts yet, right?
So
you can introduce that stuff into, there's no opt-out for that. So
right.
that's going in.
Wow.
And it, actually, right now, they're taking this new sex ed law, which we talked about, Healthy Health UCAC, and they're now redoing all of the health curriculum for K-12. And so the Department of State, Education Department, is currently going through creating a new framework. And the framework guides curriculum for the next decade. And so that's currently in process. It'll be finally voted on in May by the State Board of Education. So that part of what we did today, some of us went down and testified against it. And so they're reframing all the health curriculum, starting in kindergarten, and what they're introducing in kindergarten, not actual sex ed, but they're introducing transgenderism, multiple genders. Part of the curriculum encourages, you know, drag queens to come into your class. Introducing kids to the fact that, you know, there are multiple genders, and you don't know, you might, depends on how you feel, you know.
So when they bring the drag queens into the classroom,
that is not sex ed.
That's not sex ed.
No.
So do they have to inform the parents that they're bringing a drag queen into the classroom?
They do not.
They do not.
There's
so
no,
they can
no
bring them
out.
In. There's no opt-out. No notification, nothing.
Nothing. That's what the new health curriculum says, and currently that's what it is. It's not sex ed.
So what happens if a parent finds out that they were bringing drag queens into the classroom, and they go to the principal and say, when you bring these drag queens to the classroom, please do not have my child in there. I don't want my child exposed to this lifestyle or this behavior. What would happen to the parent, or what would be the outcome of that, or suggested outcome?
Well, if you got a good principal, he'll notify you, but it's up to him. He doesn't have to.
So what can parents do?
Well, parents need to pay attention to what's going on in their schools, right? I mean, if a bunch of parents in one particular grade said, we don't want this to happen, and we're pulling our kids out, or they can, you know, you have to protest, you have to say something. There is so much silence and fear around saying something about these issues that's why this stuff is rushing in. Each school district has the right to decide when and what is age appropriate. So school districts have the local authority to decide what they teach and how young they teach it. So we have to demand that from our school districts. You know, they don't have to, the law, even the sex ed law, actually puts in the hands of parents, they only have to teach it in junior high and high school. It does not have to come into elementary school. Right? But parents aren't standing up. They're not watching what's happening. They're not paying attention. You know, they're trusting their school districts to do this. They've been way too trusting. Stop trusting your school district and what they're teaching. Ask to see the curriculum.
I think really why it's happening, because, like I said, others are pushing and they want this, and it's not going into the play that, hey, the other side, such as students and parents, don't have a say in it.
So parents, if you really want change, you have to get involved in your schools. You have to find out what they're teaching your children. You have to ask, what is the curriculum? You have to see what they're pushing onto your children without your knowledge. Thank you for watching. My name is Will Johnson, West Coast correspondent for InfoWars.com. Hello. InfoWars is under sustained massive attack, like no other network has before in the history of this country. Go to InfoWars.
Okay, tell me, you guys. Now it's time for you guys to call in and let's get this show going. Did you hear that? Did you guys really hear that? So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, area code 515-602-9655, and give me your opinion. What do you think about this as parents, as grandparents, as nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, whatever you want to be? What do you guys think about them teaching your children this? I think I have a caller on the line, and I am going to talk to this caller and see how they feel, because I'm overwhelmed. Here we go, you guys. This is Black in America. What's your opinion?
Well,
hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you got Black in America. Tell me your opinion.
Well, I think we need to start voting local, start thinking more about voting local and who's running our school system locally, and forget about the president. And they have us focused in on the president, but our lives is affected right in our neighborhood. And I think on who's the mayor, who's on our city councilman, and who's on our city's school boards, we need to start voting locally. That's the key thing. Now, I heard on your link talking there that we really need to get involved. Like you stated earlier, we really need to get involved locally and forget about presidency and federal. And let's think local.
And
because
you know what?
This is a shame to have our kids this put on over on our kids. It's an abomination of God, to tell you the truth. And you're right with your open statement. We really need to get involved locally instead of federal. We really need to find out who's running our school systems and our police departments and our mayors and our city councilmen. We have to get involved, like you said, and start voting and getting up speaking.
And I want to ask you a question. Since we listened to that clip, do you think that our children need some form of sex education in the school system?
No, I think they should have it at a certain grade level, not as children and childs and 12 and 13. I think when they get I think the whole curriculum, to be frank and honest with you, I think it should be given in college when they leave high school. I think what should be promoted in our high school on that note is basically not all this transgender and all that, but basically when I was coming up, I'm an older guy. When I was coming up and what was taught was just protection. But before I got to school, I was taught that don't touch a woman till you get married. But, you know, our youngsters in high school.
Not to stop you, but who taught you that?
Oh, my mother and my father and my grandmother. It was all lived with my brothers and my siblings.
Yeah.
You know, and my grandmother taught that, hey, wait till you get married, you know, and don't, you know, it's that something that's very sacred, you know, and I was taught to wait till you get married to even go there. But with this transgender and all this stuff, where is that coming from? You know, at my age, I never heard of that. Teaching young children that don't even know what they have down there yet, and you're going to teach them that? That should be the last thing. Whatever happened to science and math and woodshop?
Yes. What do you think about teaching our children how to perform safe anal sex?
I think it's abomination to the Most High. Anyone that's teaching that and allowing that, I think they shouldn't be with our children, around our children at all. That's a no-no. I think it's a no-no. And I think that you're right. When your open statement, we need to get involved, or else we're going to lose our babies to a uncensored system. You know,
and you're right. I know exactly what you're saying. I have a couple more questions for you because I really want to make sure we cover this whole video, you know. So when it comes to drag queens teaching or coming and visiting the school and teaching or giving your kids instruction at the school, can I get your opinion on that?
I think it's abomination to the Most High. I think it shouldn't be there. I think our parents need to. I don't think any parent in their right mind would want their boys exposed to that. Every ones out there want their young men to grow up to be men, have a wife, have kids, work. The good book says produce and multiply. And I don't think that transgender is going to our schools with I don't think it should be promoted at all. I think it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. Give the child a chance to grow up. They shouldn't be thinking about things of that nature. Not that nature. They shouldn't be thinking about things of that nature. So why go to some institution where there's young minds that's like sponge and let them soak that in? A young kid's mind is like a sponge. Why would you want to soak that into them?
I think
it's wrong.
And you know, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I do appreciate you coming to the line and speaking with us today. You know, I really value your opinion, and hopefully I can hear from you again. So I just wanted to thank you for calling in to Being Black in America, and I do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you for taking my call, and shalom.
No problem. You have a great one. Amazing. That was another one of our wonderful callers. I do understand where he's coming from. When it comes to, I understand what he comes from when he says that, like, it shouldn't be in our schools. I personally, my personal belief, you guys, is that I believe that when it comes to sexual education, especially in depth as that, I believe that's something that's left for home. That's not something that the school should take upon themselves to offer training to our children. Us giving them this freedom to go into our schools and teach our children what they want to teach our children has now, you guys, have now put us in a position to where they're teaching our children about anal sex. They're teaching our children about fisting each other. They're teaching our children some of the things that we probably can't even think of that people do sexually because we don't do that. But they're teaching that to our children. I really feel like that's something else. And when you guys look it up, I want you guys to look up Assembly Bill 329. And I want you to look at Section 1. You understand? Section 1. Section 1 explains to you exactly what this is. And then I want you guys to move down to Section 2. And on Section 2, let's go to number 4. You understand? We're going to go to B4 on Section 2, 51930. I want you guys to pay attention to the words. They want to ensure pupils receive integrated, comprehensive, accurate, and unbiased. You understand? Unbiased sexual health. At this particular moment, we have the L, the G, the B, the T, and the Q. They are also trying to add a P and a Z. And so let me break down what these are. We have the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer community that's going to be soon that's trying to add. I'm not going to say soon because hopefully we stand up and we vote and we don't allow this to happen. But soon they are going to be adding zoophilia. You guys know what zoophilia is? Well, let me let you know. Zoophilia is sex with animals. This is a form of sexuality, you guys. I'm not kidding you. I'm not freaking kidding you. I can't even freaking begin to kid. Do you understand me, you guys? I really can't. But zoophilia, yes. And then last but not least, pedophilia. So if we have an unbiased, you guys, sexual health. That means, are you guys going to teach our children how to safely have sex with animals? You're going to teach my kids how to have sex with the same sex? Do the schools really, the state of California really believes that's appropriate? And we must do too, you guys. Because we ain't went out there and voted because ain't no way in hell I would have voted for some stuff like this. But that's my fault because I ain't been out there paying attention, but they got my attention now. You understand me? They have my attention now. So now I'm going to move it on to something else, okay? We in the same deal. But I'm going to move it on because I want you guys to hear this. This is very, very important. I'm going to read you guys. This right here is Section 5. And I'm going to read you guys, Section 6, 51933. All comprehensive sexual health education and HIV prevention education pursuant to Section 51934, whether taught or supplemented by the school district personnel or by outside consultants or guest speakers pursuant to Section 51936, shall satisfy all of the following criteria. Okay, instruction and material should be age appropriate. So let's talk about age appropriate. What is age appropriate about anal sex? What's the age appropriation? Somebody please help me. Okay. Second, all factual information presented shall be medically accurate and objective. So now they got to have medical advisors giving them the material to teach our kids how to fist each other. I didn't know that was a medical thing, but moving on. All instruction and material shall be aligned with and support the purpose of this chapter as set forth in paragraphs 1-5, inclusive or subdivisions, or section 51930, and may not be in conflict with them. Instruction and material shall be appropriate for use with the pupils of all race, genders, sexual orientation, and ethnic and cultural backgrounds, pupils with disabilities, and English learners. This bill just keeps getting deeper and deeper. You understand? This is what happens when we don't vote, okay? This is what happens when we don't pay attention to what's going on in our local and in our state elections, okay? Did you guys hear what they said? They want the material to not be biased. Excuse me, to not be biased. They want this material to be appropriate for all youth with races. So I guess when they're bringing dildos to school to teach the kids, they're going to have an African-American dildo, a Mexican dildo, and a Caucasian dildo, and an Asian dildo, I guess, for all the students to feel comfortable. What kind of crap is that? Moving on. All genders. Here we go with all these different genders. Here we go with all of these different genders. Now, I'm confused because now they're taking it just a tad bit too far, because I thought that gender was your assignment that you were born with, and I thought that your sexual orientation was the way that you choose to have sex. I don't know. I'm confused. But moving on. Your sexual orientation comes next. So all of this material needs to be comfortable with these things and with your ethnic and cultural backgrounds. They're even teaching pupils with disabilities how to have sex with pupils with disabilities. I'm shocked. Okay, moving on. Instruction and material should be made available on an equal basis to pupils who is an English learner consistent with existing curriculum and alternative options for an English learner pupil. So basically, if you don't know English that well and you're learning English, they're going to make sure you understand this lesson. This is crazy, guys. Instruction and material shall be accessible to pupils and disabilities, including but not limited to the provision of modified curriculum materials and instruction in alternative formats and auxiliary aids. They want to make sure the disabled can understand this. It's so much more that I want to read you guys, but I really don't have the time to break all of this down. That's why I want you guys to go ahead, and I want you guys to do this in your spare time. I want you guys to look up AB 329, California Legislative Information website. You can pull it from there, and it's AB 329, Pupil Instruction Sexual Health Education. And when you pull it up, you can pull up the bill's information, the California law. You can find out what's going on with that bill today, if any amendments been done to that bill. This is our time to pay attention and get involved in our communities, you guys. They are teaching our kids this bull crap. And if you guys heard on the video, they are able to teach our kids as early as kindergarten. It is up to the school district to make that decision. They have completely wiped away your rights as a parent and decided to take over what you should be doing. And we better get together and we better vote. Just because we're impoverished communities or marginalized communities does not mean we do not have the power to vote and make change. And believe me, if enough of us stand up, they can't deny us. The only reason why they can get away with this is because we don't show up. We got to show up, you guys. We got to show up to those council meetings, letting them know, I ain't having it. We got to show up to the elections letting them know, ain't having it. That's our responsibility to our kids. to ensure that they have a future to succeed. Succeed in morality as well as profession, as well as finance, as well as health, and so on. That is the responsibility of the parents. Let's take responsibility, you guys. I love you. Tonight, I'm going to end this show early. I do love all of you guys that have come to my podcast and listened to me, and I love being Black. I do, and I'm in America. Love you guys. See you next week on Being Black in America. As you guys know, this was a wonderful episode, and I am gone.
Yeah. Hey, man, where my real niggas at in this motherfucker, man? You feel me? Do the real nigga walk through, fuck me. Hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. I ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the road too. People don't know, now I don't talk to. Me and Problem in the big hill, boss too. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I done walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga Beverly. That I got a tool on me. I done slipped past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see? Me, when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your foot, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the walk through?
Money over here, what you talk, clown? Play crazy while you high, how you knocked down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smiles. G7 just dropped, got us down.
Mars said the boy out when I walked through. Scarface for he died, did part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming, park me in the front. Leave the shit running, here's a 100, what up? Live your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She bout to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city. And I mean that.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?